Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Sylvia?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I don't think your phone likes me. Every time I call, it hangs up right away. Is it an issue that you're having just with my number, or does that happen to you with a lot of callers?
With a lot of callers. That's why I'm going to switch the phone company from Boost.
Uh-huh.
It was out for, believe it or not, my phone was out for a whole, what was it, about 3 weeks?
Oh, wow.
Not his business calls. It was like I couldn't dial out. I couldn't receive no calls. And Boost just not started back to working. And it's still really doing like this little glitchy little thing. You see what I'm saying?
You know,
I answer the phone and I hang up and I'm like, I gotta get a better service than this because this don't make no sense for her.
Yeah, because when we get your account reinstated on Google, that might be a missed opportunity. If a client were to call you and it hangs up on them like that, they might just call the next company, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there an alternate phone number you want us to use in the meantime, or is this the only one for you?
All of them do this. All my phones with Boost, I have to switch the service out.
Okay. But the phone number you want for the campaign is still this number, right?
The 901-264-8702.
Okay. Now, question. Before you wanted the text messaging taken off, do you want me to put that back on? That's just so that if you get a lead through your dashboard or something like that, you'll get a notification from Local Splash that there's a lead coming through via text.
Yes, but you will be putting both numbers on there, right? Would they be on the website if your phone goes through?
No, I thought we talked yesterday about taking the call tracking number off and just using this number. But if you want the call tracking, I can still keep it on there. It's just an option.
Come on back here. I'm still trying to see. I don't even really remember how does it go. Do it be like in a portal? How does it go? I really don't know because do I log into something? Because I know I'm supposed to be calling somebody and they're supposed to be walking me through it.
Do yeah.
I go into the little app. It's a login they was giving me.
I can walk you through it once we get the payment up to speed. Right now, if I try to show you the dashboard, it won't let you in. So let's handle that, and then I can show you everything. So number one, did you decide to go with the $149 package that you had before, or did you want to do just the website hosting?
I might just do just the website hosting because that's more cheaper. That's like $49. The other one you asked me for is $149.
Yeah, so it's about $100 more. It's $49 for the hosting or $149 for the whole package.
What do all the hosting do?
It just takes that orange banner off the site and keeps your website up and running.
Okay, I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
The website, I don't like the cover on there. Is there any way they can make it look a little more for like... like another type of picture, like showing like...
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm going to show you right now once we get in the dashboard, how you can change the cover photo, you can change the other photos, everything you can do on the dashboard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let me just fix the package here so that we're doing the $49 for you. And then let's see, hosting... it's a good option for you right now, by the way, because, you know, I definitely don't recommend this unless it's a last resort, but this at least will get that call tracking number off. We'll get your correct number on there. We'll get the orange banner taken off the site. So, you know, you'll start getting actual client calls. And then when you're ready to reinstate the rest of the program, you can always call me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so is it Sylvia L. Wells on the credit card, or does it say Express Abatement? How does your name read on the card?
It says Sylvia Wells.
Sylvia Wells. And the billing address, please?
2103 Shannon, Memphis, Tennessee, 38108.
Okay. And then the card number?
It is 411-00-01-8321-5451.
Okay, expiration?
That will be 0127.
And the code on the back?
086.
Okay. So I will get your authorization. Mm-hmm.
Hold up, I have another question. Okay, mm-hmm. And if I go ahead and pay the 140, I'm trying to see what's the difference. If I pay the 140 right, the website, would it still be like on the top of, with the $50 I'm going to pay, would the website still be on the top of the page when they Google? How would they work?
No. So that's the difference, is it cancels everything and you just keep the website. So that's why I don't recommend it unless it's a last resort. So with the $149 package, you'll still be on the first page of Google. You'll still be on the first page of Bing. All of the directories stay active. So I'm on your dashboard, Sylvia, and I'll show you this in a minute. But in addition to Google and Bing, you're on Yelp, Facebook, Yahoo, City Search, Brown Book, Merchant Circle, Bing, Apple Maps, Hot Frog, Insider. So there's 46 directories that you're on, and you're mobily optimized, meaning that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So if you were to go with the hosting, all of that cancels, and you just keep the website. So it's not like somebody's going to hit a button.
I'm going to go ahead and pay the $149.
Okay, I think that that's a better option for you, actually. I'm happy that you decided to do that. So
someone had called in the portal already for me to get him a call.
Yeah, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you those right now once we process. I'm going to show you that all of that is stored in the dashboard. And then moving forward, I'm going to have people start calling your phone directly, so you'll be able to see it. So.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So let me just go back and adjust the billing one more time, and then I can show you how to get in. So we'll take the hosting off, and we'll put in the local SEO package. Okay, but you know how sometimes computers have a mind of their own.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Okay, local SEO package. Okay. So now it's going to want me to change the start date for today. That way it doesn't try to catch you up on a bunch of old invoices. So we'll do today is 3/28. So you're in front of your computer, right?
No, I have another phone that I can log on
to. Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. I love it. You were one step ahead of me. So. Okay, so I just have to make one more adjustment here. Make sure everything processes okay. Oh, good. Okay, so that went through. You're paid in full till April 28th, so we're starting you off fresh. So now if you go on that other phone that you're able to go on the internet and just type in my.localsplash.com in the browser.
I can go from my email and do this?
No, you have to go on to, like when you're going on a website, when you type in like www.
Okay.
You would just do that, but rather than typing www.localsplash.com, you would just type in my.localsplash.com. And then once that page loads, Sylvia, it should take you to a page that asks you for a username and a password.
Okay, this here is SLJ. Let me see my password is still the same.
I think I'm going to have to give you a temporary one, but let me just see if you set one before. But it's asking you for a username and password, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let me tell you what to put in those fields. And then if you want to set your own password, you can do that later. This is just going to be information to let you in, unless you remembered what it was. Did it let you in already or no?
No, ma'am, it did.
Okay, so the username, oh, yeah, the password's blank, so I have to set a temporary. So let me go back to the settings.
Username is SLJ Wells.
Nope, the username is your phone number. So just give me 1 second here. I'm going to auto-generate a new password. And then I'm going to go back and I'll tell you what the info is. But you can start typing in the username, your phone number, but no spaces or dashes. Just put 901-264-8702. So it's just the 10 digits. That's the username.
Okay, I have my number now.
Okay, so
you have the 901-264-8702.
Yep, that's your username. And the password is all lowercase, all one word, cool search. So COOL and then the word search, SEARCH. And don't put a space in between. Just put that whole as one word. And then once you hit enter.
Okay, you said cool, COOL. Hold up, excuse me.
Yeah.
COOL.
Search.
You said what else on food?
S is in Sam, E-A-R-C-H. So cool, and then the word search. Like if you search for something on the internet, search.
Okay, you said what it is.
S as in Sam, E, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, C as in Cat, H as in Hot.
Okay, it's letting me in now.
Good. Okay. So does it say local / advanced reporting at the top? Or does it say local / terms of experience?
It says local / advanced reporting.
Okay. So now, do you see where it says 162 total results, 101 local leads, 46 listings, 61 Google profile actions? This is where Google is tracking your results. Down at the bottom where it says Google ad clicks, it says zero. That's just because you're not doing pay-per-click ads on Google with us. That's a very expensive campaign for big corporations that have thousands of dollars. You don't need that, okay? And then you have zero reviews on Google. I'm going to send you a review generator email because I want you to start working on getting a 5-star rating on there also, okay? So if you click on where it says 101 local leads,
okay.
You can see I'm even tracked in there. Remember yesterday I tried to call you just as a test. So you can see that there was a call from Tina Togafau yesterday. That's me. So that's not a client. That was just me trying to test it. But before that, you'll see you got the call from the 901-550-6234. Then if you scroll down a little bit, 901-570-9197, 901-563-3043. So these are people that saw your website and called you through that number that's on the website. So if you wanted to, because I think I listened to one of them and it was just somebody calling you from Angie Leads, but just to show you how it works, go down to the one that says Memphis, Tennessee, and it's 901-550-6234.
Okay, I see how that works.
Okay, but if you click on that one, over to the right, you'll see a little play button. Do you see that? Where you can actually play and listen to the call.
Yes.
So if you hit play or hit the arrow to start it, it'll start playing the call for you. So you'll hear, oh, did they leave a message? Did they go straight to my voicemail? Maybe it was a voicemail that was full and they hung up. But you might still want to go through these calls and just, you know, give everybody a call and see if they need your service. Now, down...
Now, like someone called from Arlington, Tennessee.
That one could have been me. That one could have been me, Sylvia, because this morning when I called you, the phone hung up on me right away. So I called the tracking number just to see if by some miracle you would pick up on that. So I think that Arlington, Tennessee was me testing it also. So just disregard those top two, but anything under that was all coming in organically through the internet or people finding you online or people seeing your site. So if you go to the bottom, it says load more, 9 out of 105. You can click on the load more and it will give you that continuous list.
Okay.
Now.
So let me ask you this, and this is not getting me and his company mixed up, period. This will not be affecting his. Well, he's with you guys too, but this will not be, we'll not be getting the same clients, right?
Right. So that's what I'm going to make sure right now when we get off the phone, since you yesterday did not get the test to the call tracking number. So I'm going to have them fix that and I'm going to make sure I think what it was just because your account was in suspension so long. I think that that's why the call tracking number wasn't working, because when I listened to the voicemails, it sounded like it went to your voicemail. It didn't sound like it went to his. But I'm going to double check it anyway just to make sure that the calls start coming through you now, okay?
Okay.
And there's nothing on here anymore regarding that other company. It's all under Express Abatement Corp. So let me show you how you can change that cover photo. Do you see at the top where it says there's tabs, home, leads, website, listings?
Uh-huh.
If you go all the way to the last one that says business info.
Okay.
If you click on that, Sylvia, this page is where you can make edits to your website. So, for instance, you can see here that we have it set up properly. It's showing the tracking phone number is forwarding to your phone number. It doesn't have his number on it. You can see the 2103 Shannon Avenue, which I think is the way it's supposed to be. But let's say you said, oh, no, that's not right. I want to change it. You can scroll over this and their little pen icon will pop up and you can change it. And then that will be sent to our technicians and they'll change it on your site for you automatically. Okay. Now scroll all the way to the bottom, Sylvia.
Yeah.
And you'll see that image that you don't like that says asbestos removal. Somebody's writing it on a paper. So you can click on that, and it will have you put whatever photo you want as your cover photo for your site. Same thing with the logo. Let's say you had a different logo. You could change that. And down at the business photos, we have these on your site in this order. So let's say that you're like, I want to remove this one.
You do have a video in here?
I don't see a video. I just see one, two, three, four. I see five photos here. So you can upload from here, though. Let's say that you want to put your own photos on here rather than stock photos.
Okay.
You just have to click on to add photos, and then that would also be uploaded automatically. So all of the revisions that you do, they're free of charge, meaning they're included in the package, and they're going to help you get better results, Sylvia, because obviously some people, you know, they don't want to deal with any of that. They say, you guys just put the site together and use stock photos, that's fine. But if you have your actual content on there, that's always going to make people feel more comfortable in hiring you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So lastly, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email that says, learn how to get more reviews. Because remember, you and I were just on the main portion of the dashboard, and it shows that you have zero Google reviews. So this email that I'm sending you is going to help you with that. So it's going to say, thank you for using Express Abatement Corporation. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. So you can send this email to anybody. You can send it to a friend, a relative, a past client, a present client. Anybody that you think will give you a good review, send this to. Don't send it to someone if you don't think they'll write something nice. You know how in business there's always that one person somewhere that you can jump through hoops for and bend backwards, and no matter what you do, they're not happy? Yeah, so don't send this to that guy. Only send it to the ones that you feel pretty solid will write something nice about you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Okay, so I have some work to do. I need to get with the editing department and make sure that the call tracking number works. Also, there's an app that goes with the call tracking number, Sylvia, where you can retrieve these information on these calls from your phone. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the call tracking number fixed and make sure that it's fully active. Once it's fully active, I'll have customer support call you, and they'll help you put that app on your phone so that you can get the calls through the app, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so that will take within one business day. So it's early here in California. It's only 7 in the morning, so I'm pretty sure they'll call you today. But if not, don't panic. They'll call you no later than tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. And, of course, if you have any questions in the meantime, just feel free to call me as well, okay?
Okay, and thank you for everything.
Oh, you're welcome, Sylvia. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a nice rest of your week, too.
Okay, you as well.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.